Hey, for Sunday school this morning, I'm going to talk about what you see on the wall or the screen. The place of God's Word in our spiritual walk. The place of God's Word, which is the Bible, in our spiritual walk. As Christians, we all know that our spiritual walk with the Lord Jesus Christ is of utmost importance. He is our Lord and Savior. So, for us to have a close fellowship with Him, that is more important than anything in this world. Alright, I'll talk more about that later in worship service. But you might ask that Jesus Christ is no longer on this earth. So how are we supposed to walk with Him? The Apostle John tells us in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14, that the way for us Christians to walk with Him is through His Word, is through fellowship with His Word. John chapter 1, verse 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh. That means the Word is Jesus Christ, who dwelt among us. The Word is now with us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In other words, we behold, meaning we see, we witness the glory and the truth of Jesus Christ. How? Through staying with His Word. That's how we do it. We experience His grace and His truth by going to His Word. Not by going to the seaside and hoping that God will zap you or whatever, that kind of experience. No, it is through His Word. Christians can possess a close fellowship with Jesus Christ through the Word of God, as simple as that. So my proposition to you this morning is that the regular spiritual intake of God's Word ought to be an indispensable part of our Christian walk. Now let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer, and then we'll look more about how we can do that. Let's pray. Thank you, dear Father, for this Lord's Day, this beautiful day that Thou hast gathered us here this morning. Once again, we are thankful for this place that we can use as our church, and we pray that You will settle us down and turn our hearts to You at this point in time, that we may allow Your Word to speak to us, that we may allow Your Holy Spirit to work in us, to show us how important Your Word is to us. And may we do exactly what we will learn today, which is to keep Your Word in our heart. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, let us look at the base ingredient. The base ingredient of our spiritual walk is none other than the Word of God. The Word of God. Let me ask you a question. What do you need for physical growth? Okay, food, good. Of course, most of us don't want to grow sideways now. So we try to mini control our food intake. But for a child, you know, food intake is probably a must. Other than that, you have water and air, right? Those are must. And of course, something which we don't quite like is exercise, right? Those are things that we need. Can you do without intake of all these things? Well, exercise you can put aside, right? But air, no. Water, after some time, you feel thirsty. Food, maybe you can do without, right? Without it for some time. But your physical body will not be able to maintain good health if you don't consistently feed it, right? With food, with exercise. Eventually, your body will cry out. Either you'll cry out, I'm hungry, or you'll cry out, I'm going to be sick. Eventually, the body will show signs of weakness, lethargy, dizziness, and collapse, and even die. Now, is there any difference with spiritual growth? Just like our physical body, the spiritual soul need intake of food, in particularly milk and bread of life, which is none other than the Word of God. Am I right? Peter say in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 that Christians are to desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. I have this thought that a lot of people want to know more about the Bible, not actually to grow, but to know God. That can sometimes be a problem because that will puff you up. But what the Bible tells us is that the Word of God is for us to grow thereby. That means by the Word of God you grow. So similar to how milk can enable the physical growth of a human body, God's Word is food for a Christian to promote spiritual growth. Jesus Christ is the living Word, and to know Him is to know the Bible. To know Jesus is to know the Bible. No other way. Think of it this way. Our time spent in the Word of God is for the purpose of fellowshipping with the living Christ and knowing Him better. So if you want to know Christ, you got to go through the Word. Our personal quiet time, for example, if you have not been doing so, you need to have one personal quiet time. It's to strengthen our bond with the Lord. Spiritual growth is more than just receiving head knowledge, as I mentioned just now. It's more than just receiving head knowledge of biblical facts. Through the Word of God, we get to know the mind of Christ. Most Christians like to know the will of God. But again, how do you know the will of God? It's to know the Word. Through knowing the Word, you know God. You know the mind of Christ for your personal life. You know the will of God for your marriage, for your working life, for your family, etc. By being in the Word of God, our focus is turned to the presence of Jesus Christ in our life. That's how important it is. Don't you want the closeness and attachment to your Lord Jesus Christ? Ask yourself this question. If your answer is yes, then you have to go to the Word. If you are serious about entrusting your life, your activities, your businesses to the Lord Jesus Christ for His use and for His care, then you definitely need to read God's Word. For sure. You need to read it regularly and you need to allow God to speak to you. Have you ever thought of this? If you feel that you are kind of stagnant in your spiritual growth, if you doesn't seem to be growing, you seem to be there at the plateau for quite some time, it could very well be that your attitude, your motives, your goals, your mentality are still carnal or worldly. It could very well be the reason. And the main reason has to be why you're like that. The main reason has to be that you are not in the Word enough for the Word to be in you, to change you. This was the problem with the Christians in Corinth, wasn't it? Paul told them in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 3, he said, "And I, brethren," he called them brethren, Christians, believers, "I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, mature Christians, but as unto worldly Christians, even as unto newborns in Jesus Christ. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" That is the problem that we will become if we do not go into God's Word regularly and allow God's Word to fill us. So, what do we have to have? The base ingredient, the Word of God. Secondly, let us know that there is no substitute. No substitute for the Word of God. You need to take in God's Word regularly. Some early Christians prefer to study man's creed. We know that, right? Prefer to study man's creed and philosophy than the Bible. Many Christians today choose something else. They would rather try to get close to God through their personal experiences than time spent with God. Both methods are wrong. The fact is, why? Because the fact is that there is no substitute for the spiritual intake of God's Word. The Word of God is absolutely necessary for our spiritual growth. And the way to take it in is to read it. Of course, you can listen to it. Right, there are those audio Bible thing. Nothing wrong with it. But the main thing is that the Word of God gets into you. Of course, faithfulness, obedience, Christian fellowship, Christian service, these are all important. These are all necessary for your spiritual growth. Witnessing and prayer, these all have a part to play in your spiritual growth. But what I'm saying is that the Word of God is of utmost importance. The Bible, not sermons, not commentary, not biography, is the core, the foundation still. All those things are still good. I'm not telling you to stay at home and do your own Bible study and listen to audio sermon. No. Coming to church is still necessary and good. But the main thing is still the Word of God. It is from the Bible that you know what Christ asked of you. It is from the Bible that you know how you can give in to Him and love Him and serve Him. It is from the Bible that you know who He wants you to be a blessing to. Just to name a few spiritual blessings that you can receive from the Word of God. Now, concerning how our spiritual life cannot do without the Word of God, I would like to point out the fact that our spiritual body does not actually give out signs of need for the Word of God. Just now I mentioned that our physical body will give out signs, right? A lot of time I'm amazed by how Pastor Crocker can do without lunch and dinner. And he can sit in front of me, watching me eat without feeling hungry. Hey, I cannot do that. I cannot do that. Okay? My body will give out signs saying, I want that. I want to eat. Even if I'm not hungry, it will somehow tell me I also want to eat. You know? That kind of signs. And I believe it is the same for you too. Right? We have the same kind of physical body, right? After not drinking water for maybe 4 hours, you will feel thirsty. Those are signs that will show. But the problem is with us that our spiritual body does not give out those signs. Don't you agree with me? Even if you don't read the Bible for a week, would you feel that you're hungry spiritually? Some of you do, but many of us don't. Even after not attending church for 4 Sundays, do you feel spiritually thirsty? Again, many of us don't. So what's the problem? Why? Why is it that we don't feel spiritually hungry? Let me explain to you why this is so. Let me explain to you why, even without reading God's Word for weeks, for months, you don't feel that there's anything wrong. Let me tell you why. Very often, Christians allow their going to church services, attending church services, being in the fellowship of Christians with one another, or even serving the Lord, running here and there. They let all these things feel replace their spiritual intake of God's Word. They come to church early in the morning, they start doing all this thing, arranging, setting up things, and then a lot of things that they have to do. And then at the end of the day, when we are going for lunch, or at the end of the day, after our afternoon service, they finally have the time to settle down. And the problem is that some of these people would feel that, I have had my spiritual intake already. Even preachers, we do not run away from this problem. A lot of time we spend weeks preparing our sermon and we feel that, hey, we have already had our spiritual intake. We forget our daily intake. We forget our quiet time with the Lord. And that is the problem with many preachers as well. By being involved in church ministries or with Christian's friend, that is not the substitute. That is not the substitute. We can, even though we can have a misguided sense of spirituality, of fullness, but we are actually not spiritually full. I heard in the basic military training, for those people who are a bit oversized, they will let them drink a lot of water, right, to make them feel full. And I know a lot of supplement that was supposed to help you cut down your body fat, make you eat less. How does that do it? It has something in that supplement that you take that make you feel full. But are you actually full? No, you are not. So it is the same. Let us not be misguided to think that we are spiritual. We have our spiritual intake when we, in fact, we have not been reading the Bible for the past month. So let us be careful when we are thinking that I'm doing all right spiritually, when actually what is true is I need the Word of God more than anything else at this point in time. Therefore, please be careful. Please do not think that you are doing well spiritually even when you are feeling good emotionally. Feeling good emotionally doesn't equate to being spiritual. Be careful with that. Busyness can never take the place of being in the Word. If you are serious about living for the Lord, you need to seriously think through these questions that I have for you now. Can there be any real substitute for the intake of God's Word? Would there be any good with my spiritual output? The choices that I make, the words that I say, the life that I live, if I do not have proper spiritual input? The answer is very clear. For those of you who have a bread machine, can you make bread without putting in the dough? For you who drive, can you drive with an empty tank? No. So can you serve the Lord with an empty mind, empty heart, or a carnal heart, worse still? Answer is no. You need to take in spiritual food in order to have spiritual output. That is the bottom line. Therefore, the prescription for spiritual growth is not take two shots of the Bible on Wednesday and Sunday, preferably with a meal. Neither is it a three-year course in HBST, nor a once-in-a-while dedicated time, 5 hours a day to study a book of the Bible. No, that is not the prescription for spiritual growth. Our spiritual intake of the Word of God ought to be regular. Regular, take regularly. Someone has rightly commented that the frequency of feeding on the Word is more important than the length of the reading. The frequency of the feeding is more important than the length of the reading. Like our physical intake of air, water, and food, which must happen regularly, our feeding on the Word of God must be done consistently and repeatedly. Only then can spiritual growth take place in our life. Finally, one last point is to avoid feeding. Avoid feeding. When you take in the Word of God, remember this thing. Avoid feeding, but take personally. Yes, you have to keep being in the Word of God if you want to grow spiritually. But also, no matter how long you have been a Christian, you still need to commit yourself to the study and meditation of God's Word for yourselves. For yourselves. I wrote an article in the bulletin for today on meditation, not yoga. Okay? Meditation on God's Word. Read them. Right? That talks about meditation on God's Word for yourself. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14 that strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Alright? Even those who by reason of use. What kind of use? That means you habitually put it into practice. You habitually apply what you have learned. Have their senses, that means the ability to perceive biblical truth and wrong. exercised to discern, that means to appreciate, to comprehend both good and evil. When you do that, when you read God's word for yourself, and when you apply God's word in your own life, you get all this result. You get to learn to discern good and evil. You get to grow spiritually. You get to perceive biblical truth for your own life. You get all these things. But if you don't do it yourself, for yourself, you may not get the full percentage of all this. The preaching and teaching of God's word can greatly meet your needs. It can do that. However, no matter how clear and how authoritative the presentation of God's word is at the pulpit, it is still second hand. It is still second hand. It is still second hand scriptures to the audience. Preaching and teaching may serve the purpose of imparting Bible truth to you, in order that you may, in response, commit your life to the preaching of God's word. Yet, nothing can help you to grow deeper in your fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ than your personal study in the word. Let us take a look at the famous Bereans. The Bible records in Acts 17, verse 11, that these believers received the word, first of all, with all readiness of mind, with an investigative mind, and search the scriptures daily. Right? That means they flip. They don't have projectors. They flip their Bible. They went home. They study some more. Whether those things, that means the preaching and teaching they heard from Paul and Silas, were so. The Bereans did not just accept what they were taught. Now, don't get me wrong. They did not do so because they doubt the pastor. They doubt the preacher. Okay? I've encountered audience who doubt the preacher. And the reason they search the scripture was to try to prove the preacher wrong. Now, that's not the case, I believe. The Bereans, they went home to search because they wanted to embrace the truth for themselves. They heard from Paul and Silas, but now they want to hear from God. They want to hear from God Himself. And when you take time to do the same, when you take time to dissect a verse or a passage that God has caught your attention with, okay, be it as simple as John 3:16, just one verse, you can dissect it to 4 or 5 parts and learn from there. Right? And when you put your hard work to understand what God is trying to tell you, it may not be easy. It may not be straightforward. It may be time consuming. But you know, when you commit to a personal intake of God's word for yourself, your spiritual growth is going to be far greater and more effective. That is a promise. Right? That is a promise. Now, we must all admit that spending time to personally study the word of God for yourself is not a preferred thing to do. There are many other things that we prefer to do. Right? Go to YouTube, Google for this, Google for that. More interesting things to do. Read up on other things. But as Christians, desiring Christian spiritual growth, we ought to focus on doing what God wants instead of what we want. That's why in the beginning of this lesson, I asked you the question. Do you want that closeness and attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ? If your answer is yes, then this is what you need to do. This is what you have to do. Most people are highly disciplined in doing what he or she thinks is going to be important, is going to be beneficial to him. Right? You would do that. I'm a person who don't eat spicy food, chili, when I was young, because it was too much for me. Until at the age of 21, I read about how much vitamin C chili has. I thought, hey, that's better than oranges. So I started eating chili. And that's how you can, what you can do for your spiritual life as well. When you find out that reading the Word of God is good for you, and you try it, and you prove it to be so, you will love it. You will keep doing it. That is for sure. The sure thing that will enable Christians to grow spiritually is our regular intake of God's Word. If you have not been in the Word of God personally on a regular basis and allow God to speak to you through His Word, you ought to do so. You ought to do so. The benefits of careful study in the Word of God are of greater eternal value and importance than you can imagine. Although, like I said, it is going to be time consuming, it is going to be draining of your brain cells, but you have a lot of spare, don't worry. The important thing here is that we discipline ourselves to keep doing what the Lord wants us to do. Alright, that's the challenge, the encouragement to you. Keep doing what we ought to do. A personal, regular, spiritual intake of God's Word. Alright, so a very simple lesson, a very short one even, to remind you the importance of going to God's Word, to take in regularly, not to neglect it, please, not to neglect it. Even if it's just a 10 minutes quiet time every day, do it. Even if you, according to the Bible's reading schedule, you are in Leviticus or some books that you don't even know who is who, what is what, read on. Read on. Just read on. Okay? And preferably, read one chapter from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, just to complement each other. Just read on, just do it. That is my challenge, my encouragement to you. Let us pray. Thank you, dear Father, for this time that we are reminded from your Word once again.